Right now, it's 2:20 on a Wednesday, so let's live rent-free.
That's right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. If you want to share whatever dumb insanity that's rattling around your noggin, we talk about it right here every week at 2:15. And let's start with good, sweet P1 Kylie. This is back from November. Kylie says, hello, sweet boys. Last month, I was visiting my sister. She put on The Heat for us to watch. It's a silly, feel-good buddy cop movie from 2013 with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. There's a club scene in the movie, and in that club, they had a very familiar song. I perked right up when I heard the Bed for E! News. I never knew that was an actual song. Thanks for adding to my music collection, Hard Hands and Happy Queefsgiving. Again, this was from November, Kylie. And I've seen this once. I thought on cable, I thought this was funny. And this bathroom scene leading into Flashlight is some pretty good.
Okay.
Stop pulling my pants off. Jesus.
What?
What are those?
What are those?
Stop it.
These are my Spanx. They hold everything together.
Why? What's going to come popping out?
Nothing. It just keeps everything where it's supposed to be, like in...
Like medically?
No, not medically. Just to... This keeps it right where it's supposed to be.
You gotta vent that furnace.
Okay, it's a lot of compression and heat. It gets plenty of ventilation, thank you.
My hand's a foot off on fire.
Well, then why don't you cut these shorts shorter because no one can see my cervix yet. Go ahead.
I'll cut them
short. Stop it. You're finished. Okay, let's just do you now. Come on,
I don't need that.
What do you mean?
I put out my sexuality through motion. When this starts going, it's all, you'll get it.
So I have to look like this and you get to look like that?
I know, it's not fair. Hit it. What are you looking at?
I like how your friend's shorts make me feel in my shorts. I am sorry, that was much cruder than I meant it to be.
Stand corrected on the shorts, let's proceed.
I'm dead. And it's always random to hear... like a movie or a TV show use like something we use for production value or live spots.
And Flashlight might be the most popular of the bed music on the station. And yeah, if you're at a restaurant and that comes on, or it was in Straight Outta Compton in like a party scene, every single P1 thinks of E! News when that song will just come up in the wild.
Right.
And I wonder if it's that way with our bed now, with a 19-2000 from Gorillaz. Because we use... That's what we use in this one.
Oh.
That's what I think of now if I hear the song.
I still think of the Gorillaz.
Yeah. We haven't been doing the segment long enough, I guess.
The kids, they have turned on the Gorillaz from what I understand.
Really?
Like my oldest is
Why is that?
This isn't that good. I'm like,
this is amazing. They were cartoons.
Get out of my car.
This is the guy from Blur. It's the same person.
I know. Well, let's go on to Foster. Foster says, greetings, mentors of middays. I guess that's us. Been listening since 2014 when Mike Reiner was on the hard line before his departure. During Why Today Doesn't Suck, the board op found a folder of Reiner saying things were good. This quickly turned into every rendition of him saying any form of weapon was good. Grenades are good, tanks are good, bazookas, etc. I find myself walking around work, and anytime I hear someone mention something that I like, I will utter in this cadence that lives on forever in my noggin to my demise that this is good. Thanks for what you do to your bodies and helping me beat the midday monotony.
All right.
And I don't know how many of these there are, but there's a lot.
I think blowguns are good. I think hammers are good. I think bayonets are good. I think gators are good. I think landmines are good. I think throwing stars are good. I think machetes are good. I think hand grenades are good. I think machine guns are good. I think brass knuckles are good. I think medieval catapults are good.
That's my favorite.
I think cannonballs are good.
Okay.
I think knives are good. I think slingshots are good. I think napalms are good.
Napalms.
I think spears are good. I think blowguns are good.
Okay, so we made it.
Do you remember sending me into like a full laughing fit?
That's the hardest I've ever seen you laugh before.
I was laughing so hard.
And you were in Noon to Three, and it was during Why Today Doesn't Suck, and I fired off one of them. And I got a pretty good Justin laugh from it. And then I played a second one, and he laughed a little bit harder. And just throughout the segment, I would just keep playing the good drops, yeah. And Justin would just keep laughing. He's like, there's so many of them.
Yeah, tickle me, Justin.
I wonder if we have that saved somewhere. That was so funny.
You got the full laugh where I like don't make noise, and I'm just sitting here with a frozen laugh face,
just full nonverbal.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that, Foster. And let's go
good
to
stuff.
P1 Eric, who says, "Boys!" Exclamation mark. All this long winter weekend, I've had a scene play over and over again in my brain from Curb. It's when Cheryl is leaving Larry, and she accuses him of not being a normal person, specifically accusing him of chit-chatting, not dirty talking during sex. She brings up the example of him discussing whether someone's an idiot or not tasting the difference between real and fake crab. And I had to, like, utter two words, and Ham knew exactly what I was talking about. And this is a clip from that specific episode.
You can't do anything like a normal person. It's about talking during sex.
So I talk during sex. So what?
Yeah, but it's not dirty talk. You chit-chat.
So?
Who can't tell that real crab isn't fake crab? And
by the way, people should be able to tell real crab from fake crab. You gotta be a moron if you can't tell the difference. That's what I think.
Well, you know what?
And if I bring that up while we're having sex, that's a fun topic to discuss.
Let's have a little chit-chat.
Yeah, don't do that.
I want somebody to try it. Somebody try that and report back and see
and
how
record
it goes.
It. We'll play it.
Yeah,
we'll
just set the iPhone on the bedstand.
I'm sorry, what?
Bringing up imitation crab. Well, you're a vegetarian, honey, right? You can eat that. So he goes, perhaps it's the cabin fever, but I've been laughing for the last 4 days as my wife looks on in concern. I now fear, my wife fears, I'll actually bring this up the next time we're in the midst of marital bliss. Then, like a Curb episode, this will come full circle. Enjoy the show, P1 Eric. Anytime Curb is brought up,
yes,
it's a win.
Greatness.
I think we have time for one more here.
For sure.
We'll save this one from Jimmy for maybe Super Bowl week. But right here, this is from Kelly. Kelly says, "Dear Sweet Spot," and Kelly's a dude, "my wonderful wife of 44 years loves me for making a fire when we get big winter weather. I, too, made a couple of fires this weekend. It's nice." He goes, "I've gone through half a cord of wood since Saturday. Every time I add a couple of logs, I hear the song, 'Put another log on the fire.' The line, 'Put another log on the fire, cook me up some bacon and beans,' comes out for me from my brain to my mouth. Older P1s will know that song. P.S. Monty, I appreciate your top shelf comedy lines that are unfortunately often missed by the other guys on Why Today Doesn't Suck. Thanks for the fun you've given me every day. Day one, hour one, P1, Kelly." And I've never heard this song before, but apparently this is from Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. And this was apparently a three-part country harmony group from the 70s.
Okay.
And this is sort of a parody song about being a jerk husband.
Okay.
"Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me."
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Is this the kind of country music Corby likes?
Maybe.
Is this what he's into now?
I don't know if you can hear this next door either way on...
It's a catchy song.
99.5 The Wolf or KSCS.
Okay. This is the first time I've heard this song. Okay.
"Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat. Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday. Well, a man can't love a woman more than that."
So a little misogyny.
Yeah, a little. It's a different time.
Different time, different place.
This was totally fine in 1976.
But P1 Kelly is humming this as he's keeping his lovely bride warm. So.
Thank you for bringing that to us, Kelly.
Yes. We need off the board stuff.
Yeah.
The ticket stuff's great. Just the random stuff that we discover through you, P1s. Mm-hmm. That's why we do Rent Free. So rentfree1310@gmail.com. Every Wednesday at 2:15.